We've been zeichet to be learning Ma'amarim from Rav Avram Tzvi Kluge, and we've been zeichet to have him here as a guest in the Beis HaMedrash. We've been learning about the Chacham and the Tam, two of the four sons. And there's a Torah from his Beis HaMedrash. It's a sefer that came out a year or two ago, Esach HaVakesh. So Shiurim of Rav Kluge that were given, adapted by one of the Talmidim there, that were given to women of the Kehila. And those who have been here for what we've been learning, the Chachma Bina and now the Chacham and Tam, we'll feel the masikas and the taste of the matzah that we're going to have now. I don't think we'll be able to finish tonight. We'll do as much as we can and finish next Monday night. The maimer is called Kulei Matzah. Shibud Mitzrayim. Lo hirak shibud gufani. Anybody that ever learned the sugi of Pesach knows that we're not talking just about physical enslavement. Our ancestors suffered from that, but that's not the ikur. Am Yisrael hayu mishubadim beruchnias. They were mishubadim in ruchnias. Hem hayu shkum b'memtei sharituma. They were sinking all the way into the 49 places of tuma. Ma'ahisa tumas Mitzrayim. Everything that happened is happening now. What it was then is Bayom Mahem, is Bizman Hazeh, as the Amchal and all the Tzaddikim, Bnei Soscha, Alat, and all the Tzaddikim tell us that when it comes to this time, we're able to have the Kaiches again, all of Pesach Kaiches, and all of the Pesach problems that are before we overcome them. What's the Tum of Mitzrayim? Hamitzim hayu avdei elilim. They were idol worshippers. Nidmer lanu she'avdei avadazara hem anoshim tipshim. In our way of thinking, people who are idol worshippers are fools or idiots. Worshipping statues and the sun and the moon and so on. Hem hayu chachamim ma'ayid. But we know, historically, we know that in ancient Egypt, they were the biggest chachamim. They were the most... modern people, the most advanced civilization was Mitzrayim. They certainly were not tipshim. They weren't fools. When the Navi wants to tell us how smart Shlomo HaMelech was, that his Chochm was so great, so the Navi tells us, when the Pasuk is telling us how brilliant Shlomo HaMelech was, it says that the brilliance of Shlomo HaMelech was even more than that of Mitzrayim. So it means that Shlomo HaMelech was great, but it's also telling us that Mitzrayim was not a place of tipshim. It was a very, very advanced civilization. Ha'alilim shal ha'mitzrim yodzgu mazl akoyach mesuyim sha'odim ishtabrilav. There was something very attractive about the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim that was pulling people more and more. And it wasn't an Irishkeit. The Dugma HaMitzrim of the Wasayor, we know that they worshipped the Nile. Shayamaitzef is said they say him, that the water, of course, irrigated. It was from the Nile that all of their fields were irrigated, and they lived, all their chiyas over there is from the Nile. The Kachoya HaMakar L'chalashafer Shalom. And that place, the Nilus, the Ya'ar, was the Makar, was the source of their Shefa, of all of their brachas. So how do we understand that? We know that they worshipped the Nilus, they worshipped the Ya'ar, the river. How do we understand that? It must be that's something that they worshipped now. And everything in the Torah is Nitzchias, it must be that we're continuing with this problem of worshipping the river. What does that mean? B'menachem shal yameinu. To try to understand this, using the Menachem of our times, to understand in a contemporary way, what's this telling us? Nitan lahashvei says tumas mitzrayim l'netiyah shel anoshim l'nasus l'atzik pisrayim l'chol ba'ayos achayim. What was the tumah of Mitzrayim? Listen to this very carefully, because if we do, we could take a lot for Pesach in this maimer. The tumah of Mitzrayim was the netiyah that people have, the inclination, the need that people have to be able to find a solution to all the problems of life, and it should be flowing right by your feet. It should come right over the banks of the river, into your field, into your backyard, and to irrigate and to take care of everything. But to have all the answers to life's problems, to have your needs taken care of instantaneously. Bayas gufanias, both physical problems, needs, v'nafshias, and even spiritual, emotional needs. They need to be taken care of immediately. Ayidei, we have nowadays, I'll just translate these into English from the Hebrew, reflexology, acupuncture, moach echad, genetica, v'chochmas, mechochmas, it's all different chochmas, medical and scientific, and both alternative. All these different fields of science and beyond that have been developed to make life better and to make life easier. Ha'odom choyshev shuyochel l'naveit eschayev kirt Sinai. Modern man believes that he's in control of his life and that he's able l'naveit to direct his life kirt Sinai in the way that he wants. V'en amake b'koyach ha'bar yisborach. This is itself a turning away from the Creator. In a very subtle way, even people who are not atheists, doesn't mean that one is an atheist. Shekol ha'chochmas hen ka'ayin lefanav. All of the chochmas are like nothing, a ka'ayin lefanav. He's not saying that the chochmas are not important, but modern man has forgotten who's behind all of these chochmas. Hu ha'boirei v'amanig ha'yochid shekol ha'briyah. That Hashem is the Creator and the one who directs and the only one, all of creation. And if Hashem Baruch wants something, and if Hashem Baruch is kaveya something, there's no chochm in the world that can outsmart the Bari Island that's smarter than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can have the fastest computer, it's not smarter than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hamitzim hayu yoisem mumchim mehem adanim shal yameinu. Comparatively speaking, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, at that time were more advanced than the scientists of our time compared to what they were living in. Compared to what the world was at that time, the Mitzrayim were the most advanced, far more than now. There are things that the Mitzrayim were able to accomplish even when in modern times when they study the pyramids. It's a pella. To try to figure out how do they do such a thing? How do they build these things? There were a lot of Jews, a lot of slaves. But even so, Tzipela, how did they build these things without modern technology and many of the other things that were there? Without science, without what we have nowadays. Heim hismatzu heitev b'koyches aruchnim shel habriyah. These were people that were very, very much at home in the spiritual koyches of creation. They were in touch with the ruchnius of creation. Kfishim afarish Rashi lamidim, as Rashi explains at the beginning of Parshas Bo, Ru'u ki ra'o neged p'neichem, meaning that they had astrologers and they knew the times, and it wasn't Narishkeit. They were big bekim in the constellations, they were big bekim in astronomy and the sciences, and we know that math, all of these things are tremendous chachamim. Shapara ra'o b'stagnina shalai, the next page. Parasur, it's like Nina Shalai. He was able to see using the chachmas that they had of the mazolas of the constellations. Shekoichev sheshmei ro, Rashi brings down that there was a certain star that was called, a planet that was called Ra. Oilu lekrasi saba midbar, was simen dam bahariga. He was able to tell. The chachamim, they were able to tell. The tzadikim were able to tell, based upon the configuration of the stars, the constellations. They were able to tell that there was a muzzle that Bnei Yisrael were vulnerable at that time to be killed. Paro ra'a v'hevin nochan, and Paro was right. He understood. They were big chachamim. Rak shekadosh baruch hu b'rei rachmav hofach oisa l'dam mila. There was an inyan of blood, but with the schus of bris mila and the mitzvah of mila, so that mazel, that hashpah of dam, had a happy ending. Hamitzvim hayu astrologim machashvim. There were big astrologers and machashvim. There were big bekim in witchcraft and sorcery, which was a real chachma in those days. Hemikirus asherashim haruchnim shalabir the kadosh baruch hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wove into the fabric of creation, into the Sheroshim, the roots of creation, certain ways that the world responds to those who understand these kaychas. There are ways to bring out, it's part of the bechiyuv that we have, to turn to Hashem and to turn to other kaychas. But Hashem made these kaychas in creation, and these people in those days knew how to tap into these kaychas. It was amazing. We see that what was going on over there with the snakes and all the other things, with the karchas that they had in the court of Paro. The Mitzrayim were steeped in these chachmas. And they were very connected to that in particular, to the chachma of astrology, and they used these chachmas to be able to be in control, they believed, to be in control of their lives, to predict what's going to happen with the weather and with the crops and with everything else. They used these chachmas. Am Yisrael hayu b'mem tashari tum. So we were sinking into the 49 places of Tumah, gates of Tumah. Gam heim hushpo mitumas Mitzrayim. Therefore, we were very, very much influenced by the tumah of Mitzrayim. She'odem im chachmasa yochel lishleit al habriya. That man has the chachma to be shoyleit al habriya, to rule over creation. That the human being is the balabas over the world, and with his seichel, he's able to create, to invent ways of channeling the kaychas of creation and predicting the outcome of what's taking place in the universe, in the world. Hashem Yisbarach Higlas Am Yisrael B'ma'atzoma Achi Gedoyla. Hashem Hashemesh sent us into this Golos of Mitzrayim that was the most powerful advanced nation, place of the world, a place where it seemed that Ki'ilu, the Egyptians, had complete control over not only this world but all worlds. And the Chazal tell us that no slave was ever able to escape from Mitzrayim. It's hard for us to be masik. What does that mean? No slave was able to, they had such border patrol. What do they have over there? That no slave was ever able to leave. So it meant that even if it was shaykh, a person to somehow make his way out, to get out, but he couldn't get out of Mitzrayim. He couldn't get out of Mitzrayim. You think that after you turn off the computer that you're finished with it? When you turn the computer off, after you finish watching it, you're still there. It's just that you're not watching it anymore, but you're not out of it. You didn't get out of Mitzrayim. It's not so partial to get out of Mitzrayim just when you turn it off. So a person, when Chazal tells us that no slave was ever able to escape Mitzrayim, it doesn't have to mean that there was nobody that ever made a run for it and somehow got out. But he never got out. He never got out. Just like you have people that they were in jail for a long time or in some camp for a bad place for a long time, even years and years and years after they were liberated, they're free, they never got out. They're still prisoners of that place. That's the koyach of Mitzrayim. It's an unbelievable koyach. This way of looking at life. And Hashem sent us into such a golus. Kedei legalish lahem acharkach shekol achochm v'agru ha'elu hein ayin v'efes. Why did Hashem's Baruch sent us? Why did He send us into such a golus where it seemed ke'ilu mankind is in control of the world? Why couldn't Hashem Baruch Hu could have sent us to a golus that was a milder type of a golus, or where it was more of a physical, just physical golus? Why to such a place? To play such a game with the minds of Bnei Yisrael. But the Teretz is, because Davke from that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, that everything in this world, whatever people think is in control, it's all botel umavotel, ka'afad ara, it's nothing. Shekol ha'chokh v'agru ha'elu, and ayin v'efes. If Bnei Yisrael would have been in a little galus, in a softer galus, or just in a physical galus, so Yitzias and Shrine would have just meant overcoming that problem, that physical problem and challenge. But then Hashem Baruch took us out from a place that was filled with chachmas and kishif and an unbelievable connection to all the koiches and ruchnis of the entire universe. The Yadatim Keni Hashem. Ein Oid Mulvadi Yisbarach. To teach us, so forever and ever, we would be able to know that every single Jew is able to live with this truth of Ein Oid Mulvadai, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Shum Koich Bebriya Chus Meshem Esbarach Efes Zulasa. There's no Koich in the Bria. Efes Zulasa. Everything is nothing, only Hashem. So this big civilization, with all their Chachams and all their Kishif and everything else, when it came for that second of Ehi Chatzayis HaLayla, it was all bottled, nothing. The closest we could maybe get to such an inyan that we saw in recently in our lives was what happened to communist Russia. That's not a long time ago. That if anybody would have said, not that it's like Mitzrayim, but if anybody would have said 3 months before, 4 months before, that 4 months from now it's going to be finished. The whole Malchus, the whole Soviet Union is going to be finished. They would have thought that you're totally crazy, you're insane. Can't be such a thing. The whole Malchus of Russia and the hold that it had over hundreds of millions of people. And the whole sheet of communism, that it became almost overnight, it became the whole thing. It was like a gelech, like a joke. The only Chinese and a few other people still. I mean, it's a big oil in China. But even there, it's not what Stalin had in mind. There are a lot of people making a nice living over there. And it was the whole thing was like, it's a sheres alalti b'mitzrayim, like toch kedei dibur. The whole thing was nothing. There was a little bit of a tam of what it must have been like, a taste of what it was like, that night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And now that they opened up, the Lubavitch has opened up a Jewish museum in Moscow. This is a Jewish museum in Moscow. I never thought such a thing was possible. The pictures of tzaddikim and all kinds of marbles of the Beis HaMikdash in Moscow. From what I remember, at that time there was only one Jew in the world who was saying that was going to happen. That was Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he was talking about it that whole year. That whole year before it happened, he was talking about it. And everybody was like, what's he talking about? The whole year he was talking about that it's finished. It's finished. Every yontiv brings into our lives a certain hashpah of ruchnius. Every yontiv has a special mitzvah. Through that mitzvah, we can connect to the hashpah that's coming down from Shemayim. That's the channel through which we can connect to that Hashpah of that Yontif. The Dugma, for instance, this is Tkiya Shofar, Rosh Hashanah. Through the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, Mo'ereres Ayesana Lahamlechus Hashem. The Iker of Rosh Hashanah, the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah is, of course, Malchus Hashem. That's the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah, Hamelech. And the Shofar is a mitzvah through which that mitzvah, we connect deeply to that mitzvah, then we could find our way back into Hamelech. We could receive, again, that Malchus. Mitzvah Sayyom shall Chag HaPesach, the Iker mitzvah, of course, of the Yontif of Pesach, is Matzah. Mrs. Matzah. Mari Havanosa HaPnimis shall mitzvah zu. What's the Pnimis of this mitzvah? Chometz u'botzik sheyoytzim v'netzur m'suyamas. Chometz, of course, chometz is the dough, the raw material, and we are, and the person who's baking, or the person who's cooking, baking, is yoytzim v'netzur m'suyamas, takes this raw material of the chometz, and he creates a tzura misviyamas, a certain machal, a certain tzura. He builds it into something. He builds it into something different than it was originally. V'humishanis tzirosa. The ikir is that the ikir is of all chametz, that it's not in its original form. That the person who's baking has changed the tzura, has altered the original tzura, the original image and form and flavor, etc., of what this is made from. Hachometz mesamel odem sheyesh l'rotzen mishal atzmai. Chometz is the chacham. The chacham that we've been talking about these past few weeks, that's chometz. Chometz is what? Chometz is a symbol of a person, sheyesh l'rotzen mishal atzmai. He has his own idea of what he should be and of what he's going to make from himself and what his life is going to be like. Tzur mesuyemes bohu roitze la'atzev eschayev. And it could be this from the time that he's a kid. He has a certain tzura, a certain mold of how he wants to shape his life. I've had people, Orthodox Jews, that have said to me, Alash, and I've mentioned it once before, I remember one clearly that somebody said to me, that there was a person said that he plans on getting married when he's 26 and to have a child when he's 30. He was telling me like some kind of a schedule that he has about his life. In the meantime, this was quite a while ago, he's not married. Nishkan vayim, nishkan kinder, Hashem yirachem. He doesn't marry, no children. But he had it like worked out, because I remember I said to him like, well, it's maybe it's time to try to settle down a little bit, you know, running around a lot, and you should settle down. He says he had it all worked out. He says, don't worry. He says, told me when he's getting married. He says, you have an exact date. I can maybe, yeah, I can. We can rent the hall. I can press my bekish or something, whatever. Yeah. You know, everything was all planned out. And when he's going to have a kid, he wanted a kid, then he wanted to space it to have a second kid. I said to him, you know, some people that their whole lives, they want to get married, they don't get married. And some people want to have children, and they're married, they want to have children, they don't have children. You're so sure? Yeah. Oh, he wasn't sure. He said, of course I understand, with God's help. With God's help. That's chametz, Dick, you understand? A shtick chametz. Hamatzah nesheres bidyuk betzura shemechina ma'isa. The matzah is in its original form. It is what it is. Meradah the ma'isa dak. Of course, it's very, very. We press it. That it should be. We need it. It should be very. It's very thin. V'hina nesheres shtuche v'dake, and it remains. Doesn't take on any other shape or form. Mechayrim Aisa, make holes in it. V'neiseres im oisam chayrim, and remains with those little holes. H'neiseres begardel b'yotzer oisa, when you put it into the oven. I was just today Isaac in this. When you put it into the oven, it stays the same size that you put it in. When it was sitting there, you put it in. It's the same matzah when you take it out. Hamatzah is semelas adam shenaisin Hashem's bach lahayvil Isaac kibitzayin. What's a matzah? A matzah is that way of living of the Tam who says, Baruch Shalom, here I am. Do with me what you think is best. I'm not in control of my life. It's not up to me. It doesn't mean he's not smart and not a Baal Bechir and doesn't think and make plans. Let's see a little bit further. This person's greatest goal in life is to try to be the way that God made him. To be the way that Hashem Baruch made him. And to follow along the path that Hashem Baruch is leading him and bringing him. To stay faithful to that. Akach toivloi, that's the Tam. Akach toivloi, and that's good. That's exactly what we're learning about. Akach toivloi. Mitzrayim haisa kulay chametz. Mitzrayim was altogether chametz dik. Hamitzrim nisu lishleit al chayem shlita mleya. The Mitzrayim were going to mold and form and build their lives according to their will. According to their knowledge, according to how they saw the future unfolding. We're going to plan out our lives, and we're going to see to it that life fits and everything comes together exactly as we planned. Therefore, they were great. They checked into all the constellations, the stars, Matsofi ba'osit, to see what's going to be at the end. The nisu l'shalnei sa'osu l'firit sainim, and they tried to tamper with that. As they had a chokhmah to see the future, and they tried to force their lives. They tried to force the future to change based upon the koiches that they had over the kachav and the mazalos. So they saw in the stagninus, they saw in the stars that there was going to be a redeemer that was going to be born to the Jews. Meshiam Sheyisal was going to be born. So Gozul Hashalech Hasiladim Ayudim Liyam. So they were going to overcome that gezeira. They were going to resist that the inevitability of the appearance of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Geula, by throwing the children into the water. And they said Beferish, Hoven is Chakmaloi. Hoven is Chakmaloi, which Chazal tell us, who is Loi? Hoven is Chakmaloi, we're going to outsmart God, the gods and God. We're going to outsmart the higher Kaiches. Hoven is Chakmaloi. You know, the stars are saying one thing, which is a simon that the Bayerlum, there's a creator talking to them in this way, and they said, Afa Piche. I'm going to get something that's going to outsmart that. We're going to do something to outsmart that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Harchiach Lahem Shalei Nitin L'Shakim HaRitzayinah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole inyan of the Makkos and Yetzias HaSayim is Hashem Baruch Hu revealed that when the time of the Gilui Shechina arrives, There's no chachmas. There's only one choice, which is tmimus, to be a tam. Chachmas, ayin. Bes hamakas HaKadosh Baruch Hu shideh es hamaroch, es maroch es hateva, all the kadmonim, the Abarbanel, and the Balakeda, and the Malbim, all the tzaddikim go through each of the makas and the different, the tzach adash b'achav, the different storm of the makas to show how each makas and each seder section of the makas was connected a certain way of thinking in ancient Egypt, and a certain koyach that they felt that they had in Teva and over Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew all that apart. All of that blew apart. Can you imagine if you, I don't want to ask you to raise your hands or something, but some of you have things that are called smartphones. I don't know the difference between that and the other kind of BlackBerry, but it's better or faster or whatever. So everybody has, so a lot of people, not everybody, some of you have smartphones. I don't have to know. So everybody keeps these things to yourself. So you have a smartphone. So the smartphone, it's smart. It has a lot of unbelievable things you could do with it, all kinds of information. And you can look up this and look up that, and you can make all kinds of kunsim and chachmas. There was never such a thing. When the calculator came out, we were going crazy. It was in the spell, the calculator. And I remember my father telling me, put that thing away, you'd be stupid from it. You have to write on a paper. A calculator is going to make us stupid. Can you imagine with the smartphone, how stupid it made us? So imagine you have the smartphone. And you're in the middle of one of your biggest inyanim. Like your biggest, let's say with work, your biggest client. If you're working on this client for the last 6 months, and you have everything worked out on the smart, with all the different dates and the plans and the proposal, which you're in the middle of getting ready, and tomorrow you have this big proposal in the big conference room, in the big office, in the big building, with a big window overlooking the whole world. And you have everything on the smartphone, and this is unbelievable. Tomorrow's the big day. This is going to work out. You're not going to have to worry the rest of your life. Your children, your anything, everybody's all taken care of. And you have on the smartphone, and then all of a sudden, halak. Nothing, and you don't have it hooked up to some other thing you made. Halak, empty. Empty. You're looking at it, and you start empty, and all of a sudden, it comes on there. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And you look, like in the office somewhere, right? If you look, and you see that everybody, the Yidden are reading it in Hebrew, and the Goyim are reading it Lahavdil. They're reading it in English. I am the Lord your God. And they're reading this. And they're all looking. They start to look at each other. Is it what? Somebody's playing a trick over here. There's something going on over here. How are they able to do that? To our smartphone, to everybody in the whole office. And then they look. They go into the hallway, and there are people walking in the hallway, like janitors and cleaning ladies. They also have smartphones. Where you put the broom? Where you get the mop? And they also. Everybody's looking, and then you go down the elevator, you go down to the street. And there are thousands of people walking around, and everybody, and it's on the radio, and people are listening, and they're looking, they're walking, they see in Times Square, it's flashing on the things, and they're talking that everywhere in the world, every single smartphone. You want to see what this is going to be? Every single smartphone in the world, every single gadget came on, Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, in Chinese and Japanese and in Swahili, everything. Came on Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I should say Sichem Es and Shayim. Hine Gulaschem Ba. It's going to come onto the screen. When such a thing, we talk about things like this, so we person to dream about things like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hichiach Lahem. That's what it was like. And they were still fighting that. And we're going to see what's going to happen when it comes onto all the phones and onto all the computer screens. There are going to be still people that are going to be fighting against that. And they're going to try with different chachmas to say, we could do this also. And they're going to try to say that we also know how to tamper that. There's some big, big hacker. There's some hacker that hacked into every computer in the world. And every single iPhone, iPad, and smartphone, every single thing in the world, this hacker, the big hacker, was able to somehow do this. And they're going to try to reproduce such a thing, to remove it. And no matter what they're doing, and everybody's walking around talking about this, that there's some this ancient Hebrew thing from the Bible is on every single computer in the world. And they're going to try to make that happen, to try to make it go away. And they're going to say, oh, no, there's something going on right now. It's because of the, because of this and because of that. And we're going to find the guy that's behind all of this, messed up all the computers and so on, and threw everything off. By the ten makis, that's the makis baruch hashidus and marachas ateva v'kagila la'ein kol shu hasholat ha'yochid ba'olam in 1 second. But it wasn't 1 second, but by the ten makis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala zugila shechina. V'moira godol zugila shechina anoichi Hashem lakach. B'ni b'char yisrael. And the whole world of Mitzrayim became a joke. With all their computers and all of their cheshbainis and all of their mazalas and kachavim and the Nile and everything. 1 second. Each one of the makis, what does it mean, dumb? What does it mean, svadeya? What was the inyan that it came to, each one came to be mevatel? It's almost the sugya, the ten makis, what was coming to be mevatel? What's the inyan of a tzvadeya, tzipor deya? What's the inyan of dumb? Doimel Hashem. But each one of the makis, what it was doing. And 107, Makras Makas Bechairis, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, tonight. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tziva L'Am Yisrael, Mishchu K'chu Lachem Tzoyin, V'Shachatu HaPesach. That's today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hashem Shabbat told Bnei Yisrael to go and to take the animals, the sheep, and then you're going to shecht it for the Korban Pesach. That mitzvah went out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mishchu Yideichem Avodas Chavim. Let's say Mishchu K'chu Lachem Tzoyin. So Chazal say Mishchu means take your hands away. Avodas Chavim K'chu Lachem Tzoyin Shal Mitzvah. Rashi brings from Chazal. It's Mishchu, pull your hands, take yourself out of the world of Avodah Zarah, and take the animal now, not for Avodah Zarah, but for Mitzvah. That was also in Avodah Zarah there, the sheep. Hasel Hayu Alilim from Mitzrayim. This was a big Avodah Zarah there also, this animal. Husimel as a mazel shehem avdu, Hashem Yisrael tzival am Yisrael, lishchei des haseh. So Hashem Yisrael gave a mitzvah to tell Bnei Yisrael to take this Avodah Zarah mitzvah. These people believed in this. It was very, and there was a koyach of this with that animal. There was a koyach; it wasn't stam. And they believed that this is the whole metzias. And Hashem told Bnei Yisrael to take this, which was their whole metzias, and to shecht it. L'sa'alois me'ala avadish kachovim b'amazolus. The time has come for you to go up and to rise above all of these inyanim, all of these games. All of these chatkoch, all of these little toys. It's finished with the toys. But Hashem Zbog Noslehem Gamis Mitzvahs Matzah Vezisu Chometz. And the Bar Yoelim gave the Mitzvah of Matzah that was, and in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah of Matzah and the Isu Chometz. Of course, the Isu Chometz is not for all 7 days, but by Pesach Mitzrayim, but he gave the Mitzvah of Matzah and the Isu of Chometz. I'll call Pratei. Benoisav Lagula Hagufanis, in addition to the physical redemption, Sha'am Yisrael Nagolim Yeshibud Mitzrayim, that we were freed from Mitzrayim, Hoysakan Gula Ruchanis, that of course on a much deeper level was a Gula Ruchanis in Ruchnius. Am Yisrael Lishtachiru Mehatzarech Vaha'ol Lishloit Al Prate Chayim. Now let's think about this. Bnei Yisrael were freed from this mistake of Mitzrayim, from the thought that you are in control of your life, that you're in charge of everything. That's what we were taken out of. Heim lomdu loses la'atzum lios muvalim, and they began to learn that the tachlis of life is not to be a chacham, a mitzri, but the tachlis is to be a tam, a yid. And that means loses la'atzum lios muvalim a'idei ha'bayri. To sit back and to enjoy the ride. To let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take you. Kegomer la'imer, like it says in Pasuk. Like the Ramah says, like the way the child feels, the baby that's being nursed by his mother, the baby is not thinking, I got a 2 o'clock appointment. The baby has nothing else. Kegomer la'imer trusts and has simcha, the pastors, that comes with complete and total trust in this woman who's nursing me. Kegomer la'imer. K'may matzah. Like the matzah, shemekabelus kol tzura b'matzah moisa. The matzah doesn't have any dimyonis about making itself into anything other than it is. You take me, you poke holes in me, you throw me to the oven, I'm still a Jew. That's what it is. Hanavi Yirmiya. The Navi praises us with the Pasuk, remember the love, the kindness of your youth, and the love of when we were married. You followed me into the midbar, into the desert, into a land that was barren, that was desolate. Am Yisrael holchu achre Hashem's baruch. That's still what Yitzhak Mitzrayim means to this day. Am Yisrael holcho achre Hashem Yisbarach. Anoshim noshim v'taf. Men, women, and children. Lila das l'anem holchem. Without knowing where they're going. Without knowing. Not that you could put the GPS and then you're able to write where you're going to, or you can get it on the computer and then you could press the button that tells you all the steps that are going to be until you get to that place. So you could even have an alternative route and you could do this, you could do that. The case of the Yisrael of the Bederach, and how are we going to manage along the way? How are we going to live? They were so completely trusting in Hashem. They went out even before they prepared lunch, any sandwiches. They took the dough with them. Along the way they were baking. This was the madrega of Amunah of Bitoch and Kegomel al Imay, like a baby being nursed, that we reached by that night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Amunah says, Shichra Oisa Mikol Daiga. You know what this Amunah does? It frees you. It frees you from being a person that lives in a state of constant worry and anxiety. It doesn't make you into an idiot. It doesn't mean that you're not a person that's intelligent and you try to figure things out. But you know that at the end of the day, that it's not up to you, and a person is able to let go. Emunah sheshichra oisa mikol daiga. It freed them for whoever wants that. It's a cheres olam forever. But you see, we're living in a time that a person can't even have a half hour to daven without being worried and having to look and to feel, to touch the pocket, to see if there's something doing. Does anybody that is, when you personally see what goes on by Mincha Ma'ariv Minyanim and people going with Shachus also, but not to be able to let go and to watch how people do that and take it, put it back in, and they take it back out and they look a little bit and put it back in. By Chasna, to go through the The Kilu, they're going to be in control of the day. They're going to be in control of their lives. And if what happens if you didn't answer all the emails? I'm not saying, God forbid, that you have somebody that's sick or there's a parent that needs your help. Whatever. Parents are not sending emails if they need help. I hope you pick up see caller ID, you should pick up, it says, Mom. But what happens if you don't? What happens if you don't take all the emails? So people are going to be angry at you, yeah? So you're going to be upset at your people. You know, how can we answer? Have people be upset? You didn't answer the email. Well, so what? So then the Torah says it's not nice. It's been on the chavera. The person sent the email. It's already almost 2.5 minutes. It's not nice. I heard the thing bing, and it's 2.5 minutes already. I didn't send back an email. I didn't respond. There was a text message. The person's going to be angry at me. How can we free ourselves from all these things? To put the thing down to say, I don't care. I don't care if I got 435 messages today. If someone needs me, they'll come find me. Even to talk like this, a person should be, you have to be taken away to an asylum. Can you ignore your emails? You're going to go after the Shia. After the, now it's quiet a little bit, but while you're sitting there, there's dinging. It's just you put it onto the quiet thing. It's on quiet. It's on silence. But there's stuff going on there. There's stuff going on. Big, big, big stuff. Who knows? Who knows what big stuff is going on over there? Who knows? I had the other day such a strange thing happen. I've texted. Is there a word to make it text? I've texted. I've done that. I've done it maybe 15, 20 times, and I, it comes in the middle of numbers and things. I've done it a few times because I have no choice, and it's, but I've certainly not adept at it. So I had the strangest thing. The other day, it was a Jewish person. It was a Jewish person because I had text messages about someone describing to me his vacation. Oh. That sent to me describing his vacation, like that he went here and Miriam and I did this and we went there. I don't know, describing vacation. So I never get a thing that I should start making those sounds for texting. And then I'm looking at this. I said, this is not for me. Then okay, I just delete. Then a few minutes later, goes again, ding, and he says, mess. I look, he says. And then we went here, and we did that, and we ate out there, and we did that, and we wish you were with us, all these different things. So I started to get nervous about this, and I still was a yid. So I wrote a thing. It was hard for me. I wrote a thing. I said, I am getting messages that are not for me, and I just sent it to the same place that it came from. I just pressed the button, it went there. Then 2 minutes later, I get a thing that says, who are you? So, I wrote back, and I was really getting annoyed, and I'm getting sucked into some crazy thing. Or just, people had a vacation, what happened to that? I have to now sit with this thing, I was in the middle of learning. So I write, Weinberger. So he sends back, Weinberger who? I was like, do I have to continue with this? My social security number, what I have to do over here? I write back, Moshe. 2 minutes later, Rabbi Moshe Weinberger. I send back, yes. Then it comes back, oops. I don't know who it was. This thing happened just a couple of days ago. It's not crazy in such a life like this. It's not crazy if a person thinks a little bit of Seichel Yosher. As many times as I talk about it and make jokes and we talk. And so what? Such a chosh of a thing that Shwant, she probably has. I don't know how I got onto these people that they have my thing, but for whatever reason that my number is on their thing, and I've had a message from them before, and they have a list, I guess, of a lot of people, and they're sending people about what they did. Miriam and I, we did this and we did went there. They went on a vacation, and they're writing about the vacation. It was so nice. So what would have happened if I would have missed that whole thing? How would my life have been different? Say, okay, there are a lot more choshev messages. I'm not talking about when a person's at work and they have to, your work, you have to, that's part of a person's job. Your work, you have to answer, you have to, that's your work. You can't not, if you're being paid, you have to do your job. I'm talking about all these other things. So what happens if you leave it? What happens if you don't touch it? And what would happen if you take the whole thing and just throw it into the garbage? You know what would happen? You'd be able to feel a little bit of a taste of what it was once like to be a human being, what it was once like to be a Jew, and to a little bit of a taste of chayus, a little taste of chayus. Not through the email, not with anything. What was it like? What was it like before there were telephones? When you went to speak to somebody, you saw the person. What was it like? And all of the daigus, the anxiety and the worries and the tension, the lachatz, that all of this has generated, a person with, it's all havan is chachmalai, chachmas, to be one step ahead, chachma, how it's fast, how fast you can do, how fast, to be ahead. What does Yetzias Mitzrayim? Leaving that world of Mitzrayim. What was the world of Mitzrayim? Chachmas. Chachmas. That's the world of Mitzrayim. Chachmas. With all those chachmas, with all those chachmas, the world is now taking more medicine for depression and anxiety. The whole world is filled with all kinds of, they're not taking those medications because they're taking narcotics. Then when they get off the narcotics, then they got to take some other medications. The happiest person in the world is some Chinaman on some river with some rice paddies. They never heard of they probably invented it, but never heard of an email. What are the shaykhs to these things? I had to go someplace the other day. Last week I had to go to fill out forms. I had to be there in person. So I had to go to an office to fill out forms. Also Jews, even. I had to go in this Yiddish place to fill out forms. Okay? So the secretary says, okay, please come here to the office. And there's an office. And she had to sit down. And I ask her, where are the forms? So she points to the computer. She says, everything here is online. I said, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. I never turned one in my life. I never pressed a button, never touched it in my life. She said, you're kidding. I said, I'm not kidding. You could ask my wife. You can call her up. I never touched it. So then they had to bring a bocher, like a yeshiva bocher, to do the form with me. And they asked, like, he was just a sweet guy, because they asked, like, things like Social Security, and he didn't want, like, me to, he wanted to see, like, he was looking at it, so I said, I don't care. You know? Yes, I had all these questions, and he was, like, embarrassed. He said, it's okay. But you have to do it. They assume that every single person in the world knows how to do online. The Nememtes Sha'arei Tumah of Mitzrayim. The Archamka says already it's much deeper than that. And now we have a Torah, we're able to somehow get out. But what's it like to be freed from that? It's a funny thing, because whenever a person hears that, like I tell them I don't know how to work, I don't know how to do this, they'll say things like, oh, you're so lucky, so wonderful. So I'll always say, well, you could do it. Why don't you try that? So they say, no, I can't do it. I said, okay, I understand at work you can't do it. But after work, you just hand in your weapons. Just place your weapons on a table and walk away. Walk away. You know, you're going to whistle. You'll sing. Your mom should be a different. It'll be a different life. It'll be life the way it once was. To turn the clock back to taste a little bit what it means chayus. But the ikar is that it's not just a matter of turning off the machine. That itself is not, of course, going to do it. It's the inyan v'yisias mitzrayim that emuna sheshichura that. That liberated us, that freed us, mikol daiga, that I'm in charge of my life. That I'm in charge of my life. I had somebody that today was left me such a message on the phone that I called you and I couldn't reach you, but it was like nasty message, nasty and angry. And I didn't get any message before. I don't know where he called. I don't know. But it was such a nasty, angry message. And I think, where do we have to live in this kind of a life that people leaving messages and things and told not to be a regular human being and to have kindness that they left you a message? And I said, well, no, I have to. You think I came to this world to answer your messages, to listen to your messages? The whole Tachlis Abriya. He has a taina that, when did he leave it? I asked, you know, when did he leave? So he left a message. I didn't ask him. It was on the thing. But he called. Altogether, he was trying for like 3-4 hours. So I didn't call him back for a few hours. Yeah. Besides that, tainus. No, but tainus. You didn't get back to me. Tainus. People are, look, these kind of things. Like, And I don't even know with the email, there must also be much bigger tainus, because everything there is so fast with the email. That's what it means to live like a matzah. To live like a matzah, it's a machaya. The way the Baruch Shalom made things, and to let yourself go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not the chametz where the baker has all kinds of demyonis of what it's going to come out and how it's going to be. Tchunas matzah, therefore we find that matzah has this quality that Chazal call it lechem hemuna. Milchel de mehemenusa, the bread of faith, the lechem of emuna. The matzah itself tells us that it tells us the inyan of emuna. And that's why when we were freed from Mitzrayim, that's why what we ate was matzah. Because the whole life of Mitzrayim is kuloi chametz. Kuloi chametz. So Hashem Shabbat gives us a time of the year where it's kuloi matzah. The whole year it's chametz u-matzah. But then there's a time that's kuloi matzah, that a person should be able to come back into the world and to be able to make proper choices and to make distinctions. Right? If you could hold on to the papers, so I know that's a little bit risky, but if you could hold on to the papers, and we'll finish the maimer, we'll finish it next week.